Blog Talk Radio.
To a Wednesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. I want to first apologize because I guess I set up my show yesterday for today, and I guess I had it the date for today for yesterday, not today. That's why I couldn't find it, so I set up one. So that's why if it wondered why I never showed up, because it's on Wednesdays, and for some reason the date was set for yesterday. I don't know why. It's just been a... Well, I mean, we're in communism right now. I just took my niece to Walmart, and there is, like, shelves are bare. There ain't nothing. I mean, there is, like, she tried to get Gatorade, no Gatorade. Tried to get this, nothing. There ain't, it's scary. But don't worry, folks. Afghanistan, Joe Biden's doing a great job there. I mean, Kamala Harris, there's a photo of her. She's in, I guess, Vietnam. And there's a picture of her as one of the leaders there. Why she's there, who knows, because that's not where we need her right now. But her back is turned, and that's what she's doing to America, and she don't care. I mean, you could talk to her about soldiers dying, and she'd start laughing. I think she's bipolar. I really do, because most people that are severely, severely depressed or bipolar, they laugh, and that's all she does is laugh like a freaking hyena. But, you know, I mean, I think Nancy Pelosi said we should be able to get most of the people out. We'll do our best. We'll do our best because we're American. We're going to do our best to get everyone out by the 31st, because that's when the Taliban says we have to be out of there, and we're not going to tell them what to do. They want to try to take away your Second Amendment, right? But they just gave $83 billion worth of firearms and weapons to the Taliban. Don't worry, folks. We got enough substitute teachers, says Bill de Blasio. If you're not going to get the jab, we'll get someone in here that will. It's like, Delta Airlines, I think it is. I just want to make sure I got that correct. Yeah, Delta Airlines is now going to take and add $200 a month to your health plan if you refuse to get the jab. And how is that? If you can get COVID and be vaccinated, you need to sue over that crap. The DNC, like a lot of Democrats, declares victory in Afghanistan for Biden. They're trying to, I mean, this is one catastrophe that they can't cover up. I'm going to get into so much. And don't forget 2 Corinthians 4:16. That is why we never give up. Through our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. Think about that as you're going through day to day. And, you know, of course, my mom wrote me because I'm like, it's been really stressful. Saying, what's going on? Are you okay? Of course. I got God. I'm not apologizing for it. Sorry. I'm not going to call a guy who thinks he's a girl a girl. You're a man. There's a simple test. You kick him between the legs, and if he's got nuts, okay, you're a man. I don't care. You can do all you want. You can't biologically change yourself into a donkey. You may think you're a donkey. You may have like a costume that makes you look like a donkey, but you're a woman. You're a human being, okay? But I want to get in all these woke plans really quickly, because all these companies, we're going to charge you, we're going to fine you, and we're going to all this crap, because if you don't get the jab. Okay, if you can still get COVID, even if you're vaccinated, then how can they fine you? I don't get it. All you have is one person that is in the hospital fighting for their lives with COVID who is fully vaccinated and say, hey, so you got to understand something here, folks. I'm going to get into this. Remember that remember when back in the day when Trump basically made this statement that a lot of doctors have commented on, and they've tried to do this for years. Get a spray container. Get like a Lysol can. Some of those, they will list everything they kill. AIDS, HIV, hepatitis A, B, C, staphylococcus, psoriasis, you name it. Botulism, all these things. Guess what? I wish you could get that into the body because you could kill a ton of things. AIDS would be gone. They can kill AIDS with bleach, but they can't get bleach in the body without killing you. A cap full of bleach will kill you, but if they could get bleach into the body without killing you, it could kill almost every disease we have out there. Infection. It can get, but you can't. You'll die. That's commonsensical knowledge. We know that. But it's funny how you will do whatever Trump tells you. And now, wow, from what I understand, when he was in that rally in Alabama, guess what, folks? He got the jab from what he told me. Trump has gotten the jab. He's gotten the vaccine. It doesn't mean I'm getting it. I have a right to get it or not get it. Now, if in 6 years, 7 years, they have lots of data on it, and I can make a true informed decision with long-term data. When someone died from the COVID vaccine that was a young girl and very healthy, and you're going to tell me that that was the number one viewed story on Facebook and they covered that stat up, I'm not against. I want you to do what you're going to do. You be you, you be me. If you can still get COVID even though you're vaccinated, then how can I affect you? Now, I understand that whole tobacco argument where, and it's true, you go back to the 70s, they have documentation that proves that if I'm in a room with a smoker, I'm getting damaged. Probably worse. The secondhand smoke is worse than the firsthand smoke. You know, they had documentation back into the 60s that it was heavily addictive and they were trying to get people hooked. They were selling nicotine, an addictive drug. We had all this documentation, and there's that additive, you know, okay, like, well, the tobacco industry can keep you smoking through their justification, but if you're only harming yourself, there you go. But as soon as that Achilles heel came out naked, and they knew that they had known since the 70s that it was the secondhand smoke was harming people, and the lady that was in an airline attendant had severe lung damage and only had one lung, and she never smoked a day in her life, you know, and they're trying to say that, well, since I don't get COVID, the vaccine, that I'm endangering everyone else. Well, I shouldn't be. The only people that should be spreading COVID is the people that are not vaccinated. And it shouldn't take that long, because as soon as someone gets it that's not vaccinated, and they got the antibodies. And then if they give it to me, I get the antibodies. But these companies that are charging a fee to the insurance, I'd be getting an attorney and I'd be suing so fast. Okay, well, you can still spread the virus, so how can you charge me a fee or a fine? But my brother, he smoked like a carton a day dang near of like basic menthols. His lung capacity was 100%. So you can't, you know, got to take it for what's worth. That's why they have to say it may cause, because there's no guarantee. I know people that smoked forever and had no problems. But this bullcrap of we're going to fine you, then you got old Bill de Blasio. Well, you know what? If you don't, we got so many substitutes you don't want to teach. You ain't going to get the jab. You ain't going to do what we're forcing you to do. Then we'll just get a substitute teacher in there. Okay, good luck. So you're going to try to threaten me by telling me that if I don't, that you're going to give my job to someone else because I refuse to have my God-given rights? I mean, my niece Amanda, my wife, my niece, Robin, my wife, my wife, Melissa, my friend, Amanda, my buddy, Bill. They all have God-given rights. I have friends that have gotten the vaccine. One posted a picture that he got the vaccine and the name on, I don't know if it's a joke or not because he showed the vaccine card, but the name is not correct. But like with these dead and company shows, I've heard that there's, hey, you got an ID done. They don't even check to make sure, yeah, sure, Mr. Wilson, yep, okay, let me see your ID. You know, they just, because there's so many people, if you got a card, they just let you in. I mean, you could probably have one that looks as authentic, that's, you know, they wouldn't even. If you won't comply with our mandates. Yeah, July 4th, 1776 is when we told a government to go shove it, and now we're telling you to shove it. Remember that show, called, oh yeah, Last Man Standing, and Tim the Tool Man Taylor, Tim Allen in that show, his daughter dated that like liberal dude that was like anti-vaccine for everything and didn't want kids to get shots and all this stuff. And because that's what I'm like, this is cool because they're going to try to push a, you know, they're going to try to push this vaccine mandate and they're all against that stuff. So sweet. Nope, they're the ones. It's funny, these ones that I always think were anti-vax type people are the ones that are, like, pushing the vaccine. Like, I can't believe you're not going to get the vaccine. I'm like, well, tobacco's FDA approved, and all tons of stuff are FDA approved. Doesn't mean safe. GlaxoSmithKline is safe with Zantac. Yeah. And look at how long that was on the market. Folks, wake up and smell the maple nut crunch. Oh, I want to get into this quick story. Yeah, anyone that knows the joke. I was at like TJ Maxx, right? And I'm looking for coffee flavored coffee because they have like all kinds of. Sometimes you can get some really good coffees and stuff. And I saw these two bags of maple nut crunch flavored coffee, and I about pissed myself. I had to take a photo. Some of you are gonna laugh, and some of you are gonna need an explanation. Coffee doesn't need a menu, folks. It just needs a cup. That's it. Maybe a saucer underneath. That's it. I don't think Juan Valdez is in Bogota, Colombia, fueling a field full of maple nuts. I bet you my left maple nut that he's not. And it's a whole skit that Dennis Leary did about giving up coffee because he didn't want to have a heart attack in front of some haiku writing person at Starbucks. He came in here and he was yelling at me about coffee-flavored coffee, whatever that is. And then he had a heart attack and died. I'm kind of glad he's gone. I mean, he scared me. I went to Starbucks. This is before they went wacko left, like anti-American left. But it's many, many years ago. And I went to one, and I asked for, like, yeah, dark roast, medium. I think it was medium or large. And they do, like a slow drip where they put, like, the ground coffee in the cup, and then they pour the water over it and let it drip. And I'm like, what's this? Never seen this before. Yeah, you'll be one of like three people all day, maybe four, that get coffee. Okay, I went to a coffee house, and I'm going to be one of, like, because everyone else gets the foo-foo drinks. Yeah, I want that double chocolate caramel banana macchiato, double whip half calf, hold the nutmeg sprinkle. I'm like, what? I just want coffee. Hold on. There's three things you should be able to get at a donut shop. Donuts, coffee, and cigarettes. Nothing else. The defense rests, Your Honor. But that's his world. I don't understand it. You go to a coffee shop and they have like a menu and like, they have to pull on the... this guy asked for coffee. What's that? I don't see. Oh, sir. That's what they used to drink back in the day. They used to take the coffee beans that were roasted, grind it, and have it run through a filter with water, and then they would drink it with maybe sugar. I mean, When you have the DNC declaring victory in Afghanistan, are you kidding me? 24% of the people think Biden did a great job in Afghanistan. What? When you see people, well, go on MSNBC, and they ain't covering that crap. You go on Fox News, all you see is Taliban wearing our uniforms, using our guns. You can't make this crap up. But don't worry, folks. We're gonna comply with that January 3rd withdrawal deadline. We're gonna give it our college best. We're gonna do that all college try. We're gonna do our best to try to get them out of there. We're working so hard. Why isn't Kamala Harris and Joe Biden over in Afghanistan right now having negotiations with the Taliban? Why aren't they over there? They need to go now. We the American people, will flip that bill. Yes, you can raise my taxes one time to help pay for them to go over to Afghanistan. Take Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer with you. Go ahead. Adam Schiff, he can go too. Maxine Waters, she can help negotiate. That way there's one colored person in there. Go ahead, get them all. Yeah. That way we're equality. Oh, we'll get that one like Asian lady, whatever, that Hawaiian chick. That one anti-American Democrat. Yeah, and we'll get like Olan Omar. Yeah, that way she can translate. We'll get her over there. See, I want to be all inclusive. I just don't want to have like one group of white people going there. I want to have like a mix of different Democrats over there, you know. Oh, Mitch McConnell, he can go too. Why not? Some people are going to hate me for saying that. Some people are like, yep, right on, calling it like it should be. Nancy Pelosi probably at home having ice cream. She probably has like a green screen. She's probably not even... I mean, this is the biggest disaster in the history of planet Earth, folks. At least 14 elected Republicans demand Biden administration resignation over this deadly Afghanistan evacuation. Yeah, the whole point of this is you get everyone out after you get all the military supplies and all that stuff out, and then you bomb them all. Then you bomb all the bases and everything and say bye-bye. I mean, Biden has no clue what he's doing. He's not even there, dude. It's scary. And if you can't see it, then you're just deaf, dumb, and blind. I'm sorry. I'll call you. See, I'm gonna say something here, and I don't. And this is so you don't get offended, because I have learning disabilities. Trust me. Like, Carlos Mencia said, there's retarded and retarded. There's one person that doesn't understand what's going on. That has developmental disabilities. And then there are people that are, I call them retarded, but they're stupid. They're like, okay, I'm going to jump off a building. Nope. Yeah, I'm going to pour gasoline on my arm and set it on fire and see what happens. And then when they get third-degree burns and they're in the ER and they almost die, there's a difference. Biden is so far gone, he has no idea what day it is. And if you can't see that, then you need help. You need to open up your eyes. It's like when Trump had those travel bans and we want to vet people to come in here, and when these people, how dare he do that, and all this BS, right? And as soon as they realize what he was doing, well, don't you want to make sure that if we're having a party at your parents' house and you want to have, like, let's say, like, 10 people over, you want to make sure that they're safe? Yeah. Well, that's what he's doing. Oh, well, and these people were, like, protesting something they actually supported. But, I mean, if Joe Biden goes, we got to get rid of Kamala Harris and Nancy Pelosi, but you got Jim Banks, You got Andy Biggs. You got Elise Stefakin. S-T-E-F-A-N-I-K. You got Claudia Tini. You got Jeff Van Drew. You got Marjorie Taylor Greene. You got Lance Gooden. You got Byron Donalds. Johnny Jackson. We got to stand with these people. We can't let this can't continue. He's caving to Chinese. He's caving to the Taliban. You got to wake up, folks. They got crap loads of our weapons. And now, I mean, now we're going to have to deal with this now. But that's the problem. No one cares. It's okay, folks. Don't worry, folks. We'll do our best. We'll give it that old college try to get these people out of here. We're going to do our darndest. Hopefully, the White House can evacuate all the Americans in Afghanistan. Hopefully. Yeah, that's old college try here. Like, she really cares. I mean, Biden should be saying, okay, Taliban, we're getting all the people out, and whether you like, if it's going to take, yeah, well, I mean, they might, the way they're lollygagging around and dilly-dallying, they might get like two people out. It might take them 10 years. Like I said, I hate these people. Well, we're going to take the House and Senate back in 2022. We don't even have till December. Our Walmart shelves are barren, and it's not like, trust me, I've lived here for a very, very long time. We have college kids come and go. We don't have the shortages like we have now. Even where I work, we have certain companies are limiting how many things we can get, items. You better wake up, folks, and you better wake up quick, because we ain't got time. I mean, I don't know how you can support a guy that on day one's like, okay, yeah, we're gonna get rid of energy independence. I mean, this is how far down we've come. Now, this is a guy, Spencer Elvin is a guy who has no money. He's broke and probably hoping to get a payday, because he is the baby that's featured on the Nirvana's Nevermind album, you know, with that dollar bill with the hook through it, and he's naked and he's in the pool. He's now starting legal action against the band's surviving members alleging sexual exploitation, basically like child pornography. I don't know how he can claim that, considering that little cuties, that Netflix documentary that I really didn't discuss too much, because depending on how you depict it or if you show it, you can get busted for child pornography. Glenn Beck was talking about one show. Yeah, I'm not showing anything. I'm going to talk about it. It's sick enough, but that's the problem, though, folks. But when you have 24% think that this Afghanistan thing is going great, and you have like CBS News saying that the climate change is the reason why we have strengthening. Well, yes, if we have people that fly private Lear jets everywhere, and they use diesels trucks to go everywhere, and they use all these, they're basically, what do they call that? Climate change shaming, where they're doing everything they tell you you shouldn't do to save the earth. know, all these people that are like, it's like, when you have like a climate change summit and everyone that arrives in their own private jet. Yeah, I'll back them if they all come in a solar glider, you know, where it has like, where like the whole wing is like them, but a big solar panel, and they got like a, they sit in there, it's a one-seater, and they pedal it, you know, and it helps, and the pedaling helps keep the propeller going, and then when they get, and it helps charge the battery, and then they run for a while on the battery, and, you know, and they use the sun and all that stuff, and I'm okay with that, if they fly that thing. But when they're all in gas-guzzling private Lear jets, but you have like that Nevermind, that Spencer Eden. Yeah, they exploded me as a kid. Yeah, and why didn't you care 20 years ago when you were, because he probably, why did his parents allow it? Why didn't anyone say anything? Oh my God. You can't make this stuff up, folks. Yeah, I just felt like all of a sudden, yeah, it's like those Confederate statues that the people walked by for 30 years, and all of a sudden, they're all of a sudden like, they got their panties in a wad, and they got their Depends on, and they're, I'm offended. And never, we're on the 20th anniversary of 9/11, and they're like, okay, Taliban, you win. Congratulations. I just want to know when Biden, Pelosi, Harris, and all of them are going to be going over there to help out. And, you know, something's got to give, man. Got about 31 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in wherever you are around the world. It's just sad, man. It's just sad. People don't get it. People don't get it. We have like $3 a gallon gas, and that's okay. That's acceptable to you. You're okay with that? Well, you ain't complaining. I mean, they must be banning I do have liberals out there that are like, well, yeah, he says God will protect him with the, that's why he doesn't need a mask, but he carries a gun. Yeah, God protects me. I don't wear a mask. I don't have to use a gun, but just like, see, God protects me. God gives us medicines. You have the right to use medicines if you want to. You have the God-given right not to. I have the God-given right to protect myself with a gun. Because what if a man without a gun, what if a bad guy with a gun comes in and I use my God-given gun along with God to protect me? And I'm able to take out that gunman and no one else. And I save thousands of people from dying. Think about that one. Not everyone's this Gandhi that like, go ahead and shoot me, I'm not going to fire back. You know, sometimes you can use God and guns. And hopefully God comes first and you can avoid the situation without using the gun. But I can't believe how many people are just caving to this. Okay, don't worry, folks. It's fine. Don't worry. We're going to withdraw. We're just going to do it. We'll hopefully get them all out. And if not, oh, well, we got till the 31st. I mean, they made the demands. I mean, we got to stick to them. They run the world. We got bigger crises, and I mean, this is how bad it is. You got Harris over in Vietnam with their back turned to America. You got Biden making no sense. You got Adam Schiff confirming the January 6th committee is investigating House Republicans. Nobody is off limits. Who gives a crap about the January 6th committee? We have Americans. We have Taliban that have $83 billion worth of our firearms and weapons and our military stuff. And you're worried about a January 6th. We're going after, you know, I know there were GOP members. I know. And they were in on it because they were in a coup with Trump because they were trying to get us to drink the Kool-Aid. But we're not going to drink the Kool-Aid. We're going to take the vaccine instead. It's amazing how many freaking idiots were like, you Trump supporters will do whatever he says. You will drink his Kool-Aid. Then when Biden's trying to push a vaccine, nope, I won't do that. No, I'm not. And then the same people that said we'd do exactly what our dear leader said, they're like puppets. Shut up and get the vaccine. I can't believe you're not getting to me in. And then their panties are in a bunch, in a wad, because we won't get the vaccine. Well, because we think for ourselves. Because remember about 10 months ago, we only did what Rush Limbaugh and Trump said. Well, Trump's not in office, and Rush Limbaugh's with God. So, yeah, we've always thought for ourselves. Yeah, my wife can vote for whoever she wants to. I'll make fun of her if she, I mean, like me. For me, it's like, and that's the problem. Biden again walks out. Yeah, they have a thing on a Breitbart where it has like five collages. Like we're buying, where they're demanding answers, and he just walks off. It's just nuts. It's sad because, I mean, these Democrats are doing more. 99% of what they're caring about has nothing to do with what's going on in Afghanistan. I mean, the Democrats supposedly passed $3.5 trillion budget after moderate Democrats cave. We don't, I mean, our men and women fighting for their lives in Afghanistan, we have journalists, citizens there, and you mean to tell me that they're more concerned about this budget? I mean, you think you can't find stuff at the grocery store now? Just wait till a rack of ribs gets to be about $200. One day, and then the next day it's $600, and then $1,000, and we have, this is when Trump was in office. We had spent like 45%. When he left office, I think Trump, they had spent in like the last 2 years, like 50% of our, all the money printed in our nation's history. And if you think you're going to get all this money, you think you're going to get a dime of this money, you got another thing coming. You think you're going to get a dime of that $3.5 trillion? I bet you. Robin probably has 250,000, and now it's probably up to about 300,000 in debt and taxes. I mean, this is just part of the bull crap that's going on. While we have one of the biggest, world crises on our hands right now, and they're passing a $3.5 trillion budget. Are you kidding me right now? We have a world catastrophe. A world catastrophe in a $3.5 trillion budget. Adam Schiff is saying that, oh, we're going after Republicans with this January 6th committee. And let me tell you something, buddy. No one is off limits.
He said that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep, right here. Adam Schiff confirms January 6th committee is investigating House Republicans. Nobody is off limits. What are you going to make up? Since we got a crisis in Afghanistan, you're going to have people paid to do fake
dossiers?
He really
doesn't have any power, though, does he anymore?
Not really.
I mean, I'm not worried, are you?
No. I mean, oh, but you already got him, Biden, caving to... But he's already caving to the Taliban, like I've said before. We'll be out
by
the 30th.
Let's investigate that.
Yeah. Oh, they don't care. Like I said on my program on Monday, I bet you there's probably $250,000 Robin is in debt in taxes. I'm in debt.
Go on.
It's nuts. But that's the world we live in, folks. It's just ridiculous, folks. I mean, you have people like, bless America. You have people like Nancy Pelosi claiming a great day of pride for Americans. They're like, they're trying to make this thing be great when you got Americans stranded in Afghanistan. You got tons of Christians in peril. That's the problem. You got, what's going on?
I'm doing so good. Got my cholesterol low. I got my kidney infection. I'm good. I don't know how much more water I can drink. I'm drinking around 2 liters of water now.
I apologize for that, folks. You know, my producer's here, and you know, when something comes up, family, my wife comes before any, well, God comes before anybody, but my wife is second, and my wife is a very, very, very close second. Just like I know her, she put God before me, and that's what we do. And you know, when my niece needs something, I would turn the show down in a heartbeat to help her mother and father-in-law, my mom or dad in a heartbeat, you know. That's why, because we have care and family. And we do, because, like, if I post something, my mom will be like, are you okay? What's going on? I'm looking after you.
I'm not the same.
Yeah. Mom, because, like, I want to get into this really quickly.
How many ounces of water is in a liter?
I'd have to.
Okay.
I'll look it up. No. But
you go on your show. I'm sorry.
But when you look it up, you know, I'm sitting there and like yesterday was we're just shorthanded at work because like no one wants to work at, you know, and like luckily the part I'm in, we have enough people, but you know, it's just really, 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 really busy. And it's like you get a lot of people going through and all kinds of stuff and just, I mean, it's one of those where everything just kind of coming and it's just nuts, you know. And then I went to my mom's, helped her out, and I left my chef coat and stuff and all my stuff at her place. And like at 9 o'clock, for some reason, I'm losing it. You know, I'm losing it. And I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? And I'm kind of like flipping out. I can't find my coat. And I'm not, you know, and something just, I was just like getting irritated. And I couldn't find my coat. And my chef coat for work and stuff, and next thing I know, I called my mom at that there. So at like 9:40, 9:50, I had to go to my mom's using my reenacting prescription glasses, which leaves a lot of area and it's hard to drive with them, but I did it. And I'm like, I don't know why the Lord was having me flip out about my chef coat, and I'm glad because it was at my mom and dad's. And I had to go get it, and I got it. And when I came, and you know, I should have already been asleep, and because I get up at 4 a.m. and I made it home and got a good night's sleep and stuff. And as I'm having breakfast, I'm having oatmeal this morning. What comes up on YouTube? It's from Christian Hip Hop. Stop stressing yourself out. God knows what you are facing and he will provide. That was the Lord telling me this. And I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I just? And I'm
going to. That's when I stressed out yesterday.
Yeah.
When I freaked out.
Yeah.
That's what I need to remember.
Yeah, that's what. And God does subtle reminders, folks.
Yesterday was just a bad day for both of us that way.
Yeah. But then when God.
It was just a crazy day.
Yeah, it was just. Oh, yeah. And my, you know, and I'm just like, and then this happened, and I'm like, okay, good to know. The Lord's like, yeah, you're reading Proverbs. What did it say? Okay, yeah, and he gives his son a hint, because my wife is one of those people that, like, I love her to death, and, you know, when we basically gave up, I just gave up. I'm like, I'm done. If I'm single the rest of my life, I'm single. And when God gave me her, I just knew. And he always gives you a hint, like whenever you kind of get a little bit out of there. And that's one thing, because like we go to church on Thursdays, because we have Bible study and stuff. And on September 9th, which is a Thursday, they're just so my fans can go out there. Rush is having they did a 40th anniversary tour, and they're doing a, like a director's cut on Thursday, September 9th. Like Dead and Company do that every once in a while, where they'll play like an old Grateful Dead show, and they do it like where like a meetup at the movies, and there's usually no one at these things, because a couple of times I've gone, there's like five people at the theater. They're never, you don't always think that'd be kind of neat, and people would want to go, and you'd have a lot.
That,
yeah. And it's a, and they're taking that 40th. Yeah. And I got church, and God's more important, but this is a one-time event where they're taking that 40th anniversary tour that they did in honor of Neil Peart's passing, and they're gonna do it a little bit differently, and they're gonna do like it's like 2.5 hours in music, and they're gonna have like interviews and stuff, and it's gonna be amazing. If you're a Rush fan, they're my second favorite band. Check them out. They're incredible, and it's going to be a fun night. I just hope people go, because, like, whenever I've gone, like, I was in 89 in Alpine Valley, and they did one of those shows at the theater, and I took my wife, and there was a Cardino in there, and, but, you know, I mean, there was still enough, but, yeah.
You don't know how many times today I wanted to throw this. Why is it so hard to be different? Why do they have to make
it? Okay. But, yeah. It's just one of those things, what we do. And there was something I was going to tell you, but I can't remember what it is now. I was going to tell my audience something, but it's just, I just don't understand this. This world we live in makes no dang sense. I don't understand it. We got a worldwide crisis with the Taliban turning Afghanistan and making it part of a caliphate. It's going to get 10 times worse. And they're.
Think of it this way. The borders, they're bringing people from Afghanistan. They're bringing people from Haiti. The southern border is open. We don't have to worry about going to Afghanistan to fight them. They're coming here.
Yeah.
And people are that stupid not to believe that.
Yeah.
They're in a special category. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, they've already had Afghanistan's using, like, not real American passports to get into the country. And when I mean Afghanistan's, sorry, folks, I'm going to offend a lot of people, but I'll give you 1,000 Afghanistan people, and you pick out the ones that are the terrorists and ones that are not. I guarantee you there are people that are coming here that claim to be Afghanistans that are basically Al-Qaeda in disguise. Sorry,
you know,
folks.
Our country, let's say our country, would be kind of how I want it. I would want it. The one thing now was disappointing me about our forefathers is they thought America was enough.
Yeah.
They did not want to be like England in the past, where England went and conquered.
Yeah.
England was always fighting France and Spain and all those other countries. They didn't want the U.S. to be that. They did not want them. So constitutionally, we cannot go and fight for other countries, you know, and take over.
Yeah.
And make them U.S.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
I wish we could.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be in some of the messes we're in now.
Yeah.
Vietnam would have been different.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Yeah.
Afghanistan, it wouldn't have taken 20 years.
Yep. Exactly.
Because you don't know who the enemy is.
Yeah.
But if our country, but the thing is if our country was like that, then I could understand other countries getting ticked off and trying to say, well, you're just trying to take over. We're not even doing that.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't understand. We give all these other countries all this money, but yet we're supposedly hated?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's the, well, what I can tell you right now, if this was in 1776 and back with our forefathers, Biden would be sitting there, take down the flag, take down the flag, surrender, take down the flag, take it off the rampart.
You watching from that show.
Yeah. We have...
I'm not trying to be...
No, you're being honest.
It wouldn't work.
He's a traitor. Prove me wrong. Prove me where Biden is not a traitor. Show me where Kamala Harris, who has her back turned to us in Vietnam for whatever freaking reason. Why is... But it's one of those things, sorry folks, I don't understand this. I'd be like, done.
I don't know why our forefathers would even think of our country now. They wouldn't recognize it.
And that's the only thing I hated about, because there's a lot of people that like, well, at that Trump rally, they're like, well, we got to take back 2022. We got to take back. No, we're not going to make it to December the way this is going. Dude, I went to Walmart with my niece. The shelves are empty. We're not talking a couple things here or there. We're talking empty shelves.
This is the food stuff.
Yeah, this is not like, yeah, this is, and it's not like, trust me, I've lived here long enough to know that they're never like this ever. But don't worry, folks. It's okay. It's okay, folks. We're going to make the world better by making airplanes out of beef. That's a Rush joke if you... didn't catch that.
My client's son, who lives in New York, that should tell you right there. Probably, I think he's been vaccinated. He works for a company that makes tractors for like Caterpillar and stuff, the big company.
Mm-hmm.
He's the guy where if this company... let's say a Caterpillar buys 1,000 tractors from them,
mm-hmm.
right? There's a problem with them. He goes in and he litigates it. He checks it out. He sees what the problem is and see how to fix it.
Yeah.
He's in New York. They need him to go to California because there's a lot of problems there.
Mm-hmm.
He won't go. He's afraid to get on the plane. I know she didn't like my reaction when she told me, but I just shook my head. I was like, well, I hope we don't lose this job.
Yeah.
Because that's ridiculous. They won't do his work.
Yeah. I don't understand this, where people are like, so, oh my God, you went outside? I haven't even left my closet.
In the last 2 years, she has seen her son twice. Twice. And she has seen her son twice. Okay?
Yeah.
Well, he can't. He needs to be careful about who's even around and stuff, you know, because he has to think of us. I mean, what do you mean he has to think of me, Mary? I mean, he's seen him twice in the last 2 years. Huh? But not to be mean or anything, I go, but he's always self quarantine or make sure he's okay before he comes and sees you.
Yeah. Oh, I have people, and I can't get into specifics, but I have people in my support group that my mom will not see me if I'm not vaccinated. I'm like, that's pretty sad.
There's a reason why my mom got vaccinated, and so she's passed away now. My aunt's gone.
Yeah. And she was vaccinated.
Yeah, but she had cancer all over her body.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, but
and
still. Yeah, I know. Well, that's what they try to blame everything on now.
I'm usually wondering if COVID didn't get her the cancer. She never had that not being problems before. Well, she did. But
nothing like, yeah. What? I don't know. I mean, don't worry, folks. Yeah. But I got about 6 minutes left in the program. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for my producer for stopping by the studio saying what it is. You know, I mean, she has good insight. Sometimes, I mean, you never know. I mean,
I had a client tell me I was grody today. But I haven't had my days.
Yeah, you can. You can be very brilliant. Yeah, but that, see, but then I got to sleep with her tonight, so I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Just kidding, folks. If I would say it, I'd be honest, and it's not mean or anything. It's just, you know, we all have our days. We have days where, like, we need to sit there and say, hey, God's in control, not me. Shut up, sit down.
My
song
goes through my head
and
I have days like that. Mama said
there'd be days like this, Mama said. Yes, sirree, Bob. We never know how long we have on this earth, man, so we take for granted we think we have tomorrow and we don't always do it. I mean, like my buddy Bill Ball having this Sunday at 2:00, they're having that like a remembrance for him. It just seemed like yesterday. You know, I mean, you never know. Like I thought I'd have my brother forever, and turned out, you know. And that's why I cherish every moment I have. That's why I don't really. I mean, if I get crappy, I get crappy. My wife does. She does. I just accept it, and it's a moment thing. And we just move on. And I do that, and it's like, okay, I don't know how long I'm going to have you. And like, I woke up late last night, and like, yay, look at that heat lightning, and I guess storms came through. And
oh.
I mean, it didn't last long, but they were like, it was like very, very like wild, and then it like done. Just remember, folks. Just remember, folks, this is a new study that came out that 9 out of 10 scientists agree with whoever is funding them. Don't forget that, because, yeah, I mean, here's $50 million. Do research. Oh, yeah, here's the outcome we need. Good luck. See, all these companies that are demanding, like they're going to, because like I was talking about earlier in the program, where Delta is going to charge you $200 to your health insurance if you don't have the Biden Kool-Aid, if you don't get the Biden Kool-Aid.
You're going to do what now?
If you have the health insurance is going to be a $200 additional if you don't get the vaccine every month. Every month you don't have the vaccine, they're going to charge your health insurance $200 more. I don't know how they can get away with that, because if one person can get COVID vaccinated, then they can't legally do that.
That's probably a major lawsuit.
Yeah, and I'm just waiting for lawsuits to happen on that front, but I love you so much. But my wife is out of here. She works like 24/7. Well, I mean, well, technically, if someone needed you, like if my plant needed me and I had to go, we're open 24 hours a day. If I had to go, if there was an emergency and they said anyone that can come help, we do it, man. You know, so I'm going to thank you so much for tuning in. With about 2 minutes left in the program, folks, thank you so much for tuning in all around the world. Yeah, to all you that listen, they're here for the Premier League. I apologize. I haven't done it in a while. It's just been right now. We got a world crisis in Afghanistan, and my country is falling apart. So I've been focusing on that. You know, not to mention that, the transfer window is coming to an end in Manchester United. It's like, well, they're going to get Haaland next year, and they're going to do all this crap. Like, no. What are you doing for us now? We need a central defensive midfielder now. We need stuff done now. I mean, it's kind of like, they're painting the boat when there's a big hole in it. Instead of, yeah, we made the boat shiny, but there's a hole in it and the boat sinking, you know? So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Hopefully next week I can start bringing back some Premier League and once the season gets fully rolling and stuff, because I miss talking about that. And, you know, I just make sure you put God first. Make sure, man. He gets the glory no matter what happens. He's in control. And the more I look at what's going on in this world, the more I don't see why people aren't, waking up to everything going on and how bad it is, but how blessed we are at the same time. So I want to thank you so much. You know, stand up for what you believe in. If you think this mask stuff is bullcrap, say, hey, show me the actual factual scientific data that proves that masks do anything. Because you wear one of those cheap little surgical masks in a paint room. Go out and spray a cornfield with a herbicide. Let me tell you, you'd probably die from all the stuff you inhale. Don't forget, folks, with a firm reliance in the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Monday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.